Greetings, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. In Shakespeare's Henry IV, Part 2, Act 3, Scene 1, the king is lamenting the loss of sleep as worries plague him and the burden of ruling proves too much to find rest. In this, he says, "Uneasy lies the head that wears a crown." Leadership, on the best of days, is fraught with the ever-nagging reality that something is still unaddressed, something or other is still at risk. The mind spins and anxiety rises, frightening sleep away. Well, several years ago, I had to share a hotel room with my boss when the hotel we were staying at announced that they had no more rooms and only I was given the reservation. So we were able to get a roller bed brought in, and after which we took our turn in the bathroom and had gotten into our beds, lights out and quiet. I kept hearing my boss letting out heavy sighs, one after the other. For the next half hour, I asked him, "So what keeps you awake at night?" After another long sigh, he responded, "You know, Dave, every night when I lay my head down, I can't help but wonder where in the vast empire of our company has someone just run over a nun with a bus." Seems kind of a funny idea, but to him, hitting a nun would be the cardinal sin. It was at once a hilarious response and spot-on in accuracy related to anticipated trouble. In a multi-thousand employee company generating billions of dollars of revenue across wide expanses of territories, something's bound to go wrong at any moment. It's the nature of things where humans are involved. And so this leader was front of mind conscious of the myriad risk of running such an enterprise, and experience had taught him to anticipate trouble. Unfortunately, this ever-awareness was grinding him down, diminishing his effectiveness and wearing him out. It's similar in meaning to the familiar concept of the other shoe dropping. According to one urban legend, the phrase "waiting for the other shoe to drop" has its origins in early 1900s New York City. During this period, many people lived in multi-story apartment buildings with thin walls and floors. The buildings were not soundproofed, and it was common to hear noises from neighbors above. The saying likely emerged from the experience of hearing someone in the apartment above drop one shoe to the floor and then the anticipation of hearing the second shoe being dropped. The phrase evolved to convey a sense of waiting for an inevitable event or outcome, especially one that might be perceived as negative or worrisome. As a leader, you're constantly aware of the possible next shoe to drop. But what you do with this awareness marks the difference between a sustainably effective leader and one who consistently diminishes ineffectiveness and value impact. Managing anxiety, worry, and the possible next negative is a conscious choice of balance and responsibility. Effective leaders acknowledge they can't address everything all the time. They accept their limitations while focusing on the essentials of the business they're responsible for. The most effective leaders are masters at balanced delegation and the value of interdependent responsibility. Said another way, doing it alone is a fool's errand, but sharing responsibility in an interdependent manner leverages the power of organization towards better and best outcomes. Great leaders know this principle and operate in it regularly. The basis for effective delegation and an interdependent leadership manner is trust. When trust is operating across the leadership culture of an organization, just about anything is possible. Scale is no longer a problem. Myopia is no longer a condition. Blindsidedness is no longer a dimension. Trust opens up possibilities impossible in a trustless culture. Lots more to say about this, and so we will. What kind of leader are you? Until next time, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.